This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. You know when you're at a party and someone casually drops a travel finance tip that makes you rethink every trip you've ever booked? That's the energy Smart Travel brings. Except it's backed by serious research and delivered in a way that's actually fun to listen to. They cover topics like which flight deals are actually deals and which are just clickbait, how to get value from your points instead of settling for that tiny reward at checkout, and the smartest ways to book flights without laying that exhausting game of guess the cheapest day. If you care about traveling well and not overspending to do it, this is a show you'll want in your rotation. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here for another weekly edition of our Quick Hits, our up-to-date news in the world of points, miles, and travel. I have so much to get through today. I'm just going to jump right into it. Happy post-tax planning and paying week, everybody. And I say happy because, unfortunately, we have to pay the tax man, but fortunately, we can do it and get points. And through our WhatsApp chat, I know a lot of people were getting a lot of points. And so while it's been a really busy week dealing with my own business and tax strategy for myself and clients and other things, hopefully you guys came out unscathed and got some subs and welcome offers and all the things this week. So there are some things to talk through. First off, I want to mention that we do have for our first ever Boldly Go community meetup that's going to be Miami, February 4th through 7th. We have an early access survey. This is for early waitlisting to fill out. This is going to give us a gauge, and when I say us, I mean the party planning committee, shout out to them, an idea of how many people have interest, how much space do we need, what type of events do people want to do and hang out and see and all these different things, how many people are coming. And so if you fill that out, you're going to get early access to know exactly what hotel we're booking, what hotel is going to be our host hotel, and the hotels in the immediate area. Don't just assume it's going to be in South Beach or downtown or in Homestead or all the different areas. Miami's a really, really big city. So go ahead. If you are interested, we'll have the link to that in the show notes. Also, we've pushed it out in our newsletter as well to fill that out. Early access means that when we do confirm the dates and we are ready to go live, you are going to get access to know what hotel and what area we are specifically holding this event before we push it out to anyone that's not on the waitlist. That means you have the first dibs on point rooms as well as anything else that we basically put out there. But more specifically, you get to grab the award availability that's there sooner rather than later. And as an added bonus for those in our WhatsApp community chat that are on the waitlist, we'll push out to let you know when the waitlist or when the early access email is going to go out so that you're aware, so you can even be on top of it. It's not just sitting in your inbox for 3 days and you missed it. Next, a bunch of card news that have come through over the last week. The American Express Business Gold Card and the Business Platinum Card has new targeted no lifetime languages. We'll have the links to these in our show notes as well. For the Business Gold Card, it's 200K membership rewards after 15,000 spend in 3 months. So 200,000 up to, is there, I guess they're technically their term now, 200,000 MX points after 15K spend in 3 months. For the Business Platinum, it is also no lifetime language. So if you already have these, again, these are no lifetime languages, the links that you want to use to be able to kind of get as many of these as you want or more of them. That's the same thing I use when I basically renewed my Amex Business Platinum by canceling my old one at the renewal point and then getting a new one and essentially getting a sign-up bonus for the renewal. And that's for 200,000 membership rewards as well for 20,000 spend in 3 months. Now, 200,000 is not as good as it gets right now. It's up to 300,000. I know I was able to get 250,000 when I got my card last month. But again, these are still great opportunities. Even if you don't get 250 or 300, 200,000 is fantastic because for the last year or two, that's pretty close to what the best was. American Express Offers has a targeted offer that you should be able to see in your Amex offers, especially if you use card pointers. It's probably already been chosen for you and picked up, but it's $150 off $375 or more at Marriott properties in North America through July 22nd. If you want to snag this, but you don't have a stay coming up, if you have a Marriott hotel, walk into the front desk, ask for a gift card, spend $375. You'll get $150 off if you have that offer added to your card, and then use that for a future stay. Also, Amex has some newly targeted links for 70,000 membership rewards points for opening a new business checking account, or I think maybe even savings account as well. They require 15,000 in deposits within the first 30 days, 5 transactions, and maintaining at least 15,000 in account balance for 60 days after deposit. Miles Arnenburn actually had a really good idea for this. He mentioned that he prefers to transfer in $15,005 and then schedule 5 $1 ACHs out. And that basically helps satisfy all of that as long as you keep it for the 60 days. So that can be an easy way to get 70,000 Amex points as well. I know people have been getting a little bit more interested in Accor properties as of recent, especially with the Hyatt devaluation that's coming up that I'll talk about in just a second. But they do have a registration required promotion for double points at North America and Brazil properties for stays booked by August 8th and completed by September 8th. So if you have any stays coming up at an Accor property, double points for Accor for that. We'll put the link for that in the show notes as well. As well as all the links for the Business Platinum and the Business Gold and everything else that we say that we're going to link here in the show, because there's actually quite a few things. Capital One has recently rebranded its Spark Miles and Spark Miles Select business credit cards and gave them new sign-up bonuses in the process. The Venture One is now going to be 1.5x everywhere, 50K Capital One miles after $4,500 spend in 3 months. And then the Venture, which again, this is gonna get really confusing with now it's gonna be Venture X, Venture One, and Venture. The Venture is 2X everywhere and 75,000 miles after $7,500 in spend in 3 months, plus an additional 75,000 miles and $30,000 spend in 6 months. So if you do basically $30,000 in spend in 6 months, you'll get a total of 150,000 miles on this card. One thing that Doctor of Credit actually mentioned on this is that these new Capital One Venture cards will not get reported to the personal credit bureaus, which a Capital One spokesperson confirmed to them, which is huge. I remember that I forgot Capital One did, and one of my, I think it was actually a Spark card I got a few years ago, that was added to my 524 kind of unexpectedly. So it's nice that Capital One's business credit card now, especially with this rebrand and name, is not going to impact your 524 and not report to personal credit. Now, going back to the Hyatt, just a reminder here that their award chart changes will be here very quickly. There's been rumors because they said it's going to happen in May. I don't believe they mentioned an exact date. There were some rumors going around that said that it was going to happen May 7th, but Hyatt says that that date is not accurate and that we'll get more details soon. As of this recording, we don't have those details. I know I'm planning a recording. It's just been really busy, but a recording on our recent stay at the Grand Hyatt in Vail with the same friends that were with me at the Park Hyatt Beaver Creek. So if you're looking to book in advance your stay for next year for some going out west and you're wanting to know which is a better property to stay at, we're going to push to get that episode out before the devaluation happens, as long as it's not like May 1st. That way you have a chance to listen to that and ideally get to book that stay for next year and not have to pay a lot more points for it with their new schedule.
You've heard me talk about Bilt as the loyalty program that lets you earn points on rent wherever you live. And they just leveled up even more. As of 2026, homeowners can also earn up to 1.25x points on their mortgage payments. This is thanks to Bilt's 3 new credit cards: the Palladium Card, Obsidian Card, and Blue Card. All 3 turn your housing payments, rent or mortgage, into flexible rewards, so you can choose the card that fits your lifestyle without missing out on points and exclusive benefits. Bilt points can be redeemed at top airlines and hotels, Amazon.com purchases, future rent payments, and even more. Bilt points have also been ranked by top publications as the industry's most valuable points currency. Your housing payment is already your biggest expense. Make it your most rewarding. Find the card that fits your lifestyle and apply today at joinbilt.com/journey. That is joinbilt.com/journey. Make sure to use our URL so they know that we sent you. Terms and limitations apply. Subject to approval and eligibility, built cards are issued by Column NA, member FDIC, pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Wells Fargo just made a quiet but meaningful move where they just added Wyndham Rewards as a transfer partner at a 1-to-2 ratio, which is quite unexpected, and it's one of the best in the industry right now. I know people that absolutely love Wyndham to death for a lot of reason, and most other programs transfer to Wyndham at just 1-to-1, so these points become a lot more valuable. And there's also a really niche play here that Frequent Miler talked about where you can actually transfer Wyndham points to Caesars Rewards at a 1-to-1 rate, meaning that 15,000 Wells Fargo points could turn into $300 in casino value, which is about 2 cents per point if you kind of play it all the way through. With all the interest in the Amex Hilton cards that have come up over the last month or so that expired this past April 15th, I know my wife, she got the Hilton Surpass card on April 15th because I forgot to tell her about it till the last day. And then I got the Hilton Business card just a couple weeks ago. So there's been a lot of interest around Hilton as of recently, especially again, I think with the Hyatt devaluation as well. Well, there's a new targeted Amex offer for Hilton. Again, if you have card pointers, talked about this app many times. It's linked in our show notes if you have not signed up for it yet, but it automatically adds all these offers to your credit cards for Amex and Citi and Chase and all these different places that basically very easily make it so that you can get, I think it's maybe a $75 or $90 annual fee. I don't remember exactly right now, but it basically pays for itself like 10 times over. So this new offer that's targeted Amex for Hilton is if you spend $200 or more, you get $40 back on eligible stays. It's valid through mid-August, but only works on bookings made directly with Hilton. And importantly, advanced purchase and non-refundable rates won't trigger this credit. So it can be really valuable for stays around that $200 mark. And if you have this offer on multiple cards, you can potentially split payments to stack the savings. And you'll likely find these offers actually on your Hilton cards as well, which means not only are you going to get the $40 back, but also you're going to get, as an example, on the Aspire card, 14x on your Hilton spend, or the business card, and I think maybe the Surpass 12x on your Hilton spend as well. So a really great way to get bonus Hilton points and save some money as well, especially for inexpensive cash properties. Now, don't make the mistake that I made coming back from Charleston this past weekend. They had a sign for TSA PreCheck and TSA PreCheck Touchless ID. I just assumed that it was the same, essentially. I remember we just came through Denver when I came back from the Grand Hyatt in Vail, and we went through an entire touchless TSA experience, basically. So I didn't have to do anything. I just looked at a camera, a gate opened, and it was smooth. So I assumed that was the experience. Well, no, I was wrong. Basically, we had to shamefully walk out of the line and kind of go to the other side of TSA, which wasn't that far. It was like, it took us maybe 20 seconds, but still it kind of felt like those people that you see, they walk through Global Entry and they're like, oh yeah, I have this. And then people are like, no, you don't have it, or clear, or whatever it may be. I know you've seen that happen. I've seen it happen plenty of times. Happened to me. Well, I didn't realize that you actually have to manually enroll in touchless ID for every airline. Thrifty Traveler put out a great guide on this with links to the instructions and explanation for every single airline. It currently is good for Alaska Airlines, American Airlines, Delta, Southwest, and United. And again, you have to go ahead and enroll in it in each individual airline opt-in. I only did American for right now, and it says that it's good until a year from now. It gives me a date. So it's kind of annoying. That means we have to remember to re-opt-in again, but just something to keep in mind. So this is the last call to transfer your Citi Thank You points to Choice and I Prefer. On April 19th, your transfer ratios are going to reduce down. I've been struggling with what I want to do here. I've talked about the show before. I'm not really a big fan of speculative transferring, but there are some times that opportunities just open up that you got to take advantage of. One was the built points to JAL 100% transfer bonus, but I know we're going to Japan in the next 3 years, so that was a no-brainer. So I did everything I could there. I have roughly around 130,000 Citi Thank You points. I've just been slowly building them up with the plan of using them specifically for I Preferred hotels, but I just didn't have anything specifically I was looking at. I think I'm going to transfer 100,000 points and go ahead and get me 400,000 I prefer points. That should get me about four nights. I feel like that's what I'm going to do, but just want to remind you that if you're listening to this, you only have a day or two, if you're catching this when it airs, before this transfer changes. Choice privileges is going to go from 1 to 2 to 1.5. And preferred hotels, which is I prefer, will be 1 to 2, which currently, as I mentioned, it's now 1 to 4. So make sure to take advantage of this if you can. Again, this is one of those rare times where if you have the points, you know you're going to use them, you're pretty organized with where your points are and utilizing them, this is a good opportunity to do a speculative transfer. But I would recommend that more for the advanced individual. If you're a beginner to points and miles, don't worry, opportunities are always going to come by in the future, but just something to keep in mind. And very last thing here is the Points Travel Festival Toronto is happening this weekend. As you listen to this, I am likely going to be on a flight on my way to Toronto if you're listening to this on Friday, and I'll be there all weekend. So if you are going to be there, please make sure to reach out. Let's chat. Would love to grab a drink and talk points and miles or whatever it may be that may be of interest. I love meeting individuals in person in the points and miles community. I'm there to learn, to network, to listen, to also get really, really, really fantastic speakers for the show in the future as well, and to gain more knowledge from myself that I can use to help you all. But more importantly, I think it's a great community, and the level of knowledge that is existing in this room, that's going to be in that room, I should say, will bring so much value to you all. And so while you may not be able to be there, hopefully I can bring that same level of knowledge back to you in the future. With that, I will wrap this one up. I hope each and every one of you have a fantastic weekend. As always, I appreciate each and every one of you, and I'm always grateful for the fact that you take a moment to listen to our show and to read our blogs and our newsletter and any and all the things that we do. One last request, as always, if you haven't taken a moment to just hit the like button if you're watching our videos on YouTube, or the 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, I would absolutely love and appreciate that. We have maybe combined between Spotify and Apple Podcasts close to or a little over 100 reviews, and we have thousands of listeners. I see the numbers. So I would love to have thousands of 5-star rating on our show. But regardless, I appreciate that you are here. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, a fantastic week. And as always, we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Hi, I'm Mike Siegel, and man, oh man, do I love talking about travel. You think I'd get enough of it, touring the world as a stand-up comedian, or just going off on my own personal adventures around the world? No, when I get home, I still have to talk about it. That's how much I love travel. So every week I sit down with a friend, a travel expert, influencer, expat, or anyone from any walk of life who shares my passion for travel. So if you want to hear a fun, casual, off-the-cuff chat about travel from people who love it, listen to the Travel Tales Podcast with me, Mike Siegel, wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick question. Do you want travel tips from people who have actually been there?
Our show is co-hosted by Tim Johnson, an award-winning travel journalist who's been to more than 145 countries around the world. And I'm David Brody, the other co-host who's been travel podcasting for 20 years while traveling to 50-plus countries around the world.
In about 10 or 20 minutes per show, we break down a destination with the kind of insight you usually only get from long guidebooks or hours of research.
So if you want expert advice, zero fluff, and travel inspiration that you can actually use, search for Travel in 10 wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can also find us at voyescape.com.